When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Think about this now. A year from now, we will be a week away from picking the next president of the United States. Who's the governor in Wisconsin going to be? Will it be Scott Walker? Will the Occupy Wall Street movement still have legs? Will there be a resurgence of the Tea Party? Will the recession loosen? Will the euro collapse? Will the war and the battle in Syria lead to problems in the Middle East? Will Iran go to war with Iraq? Will Prince Fielder sign with the Milwaukee Brewers? No, I'm just kidding. So, a year from now, just paint the picture for me. Your little prediction. 321-1670, star 123 on your U.S. cellular phone. Because think of the crazy time we've had over the last 4 or 5 years. Since the Bush v. Gore election, life has been perpetually crazy. It's going to be like a year from now. Jake, you're on 1670 WTDY.
Well, I mean, I think what you're going to see is the Occupy Wall Street movement, what they need to stop doing is camping and start just kind of hounding certain organizations and showing up unannounced. That's got to be the way that they act in the future. Well, and if they're doing that, then I think they're a powerful force. And because, let's face it, the people sympathize with them because they're right. The two-tier society that we live in basically means that inequality and things like that are going to be talked about in the presidential election. We're going to have actual real progressives instead of these Wall Street shills that pretend to be Democrats. So, I mean, I think that's what we're going to see. We'll have a new governor, and I think you will see the ground shifting.
So you're talking about the ground shifting in a positive way.
I think so, because what they need to do, what the occupiers need to do, is they don't need to have to be just camping out and doing the same old thing. What they should do is use social media and things like that.
Well, they've started
harass people at WMC every once in a while.
They've started going to banks. They've started. They've started to do things that, and you know, this whole idea of people switching their banks obviously has huge implications. All right, so thank you for calling, Jake. Is that the only prediction we're going to get? 321-1670, star 123 on your U.S. cellular phone. A year from now. Are you scared of making the prediction? Is Obama toast a year from now? Are we on the verge of electing our first Mormon president a year from now? Are we on the verge of electing another governor from Texas? 321-1670, star 123 on your U.S. cellular phone. Just take a little walk out on a limb. What's it going to look like a year from now? How's it going to feel? Because I think what happens in Wisconsin this coming spring, is going to have a lot to do with how things are going to look next fall. I mean, for the whole nation. I think what happens in Ohio next week is going to have a big impact on what happens next fall. Wayne, you're on 1670 WTDY.
How are you doing?
Good morning.
I was looking at that M&I bank that we boycotted. They are now number one in the state in all Dane County, so I don't see how that boycotting helped at all. I think they made people go the opposite way. I get a small business. I go all around the state. I go to gun clubs, archery centers, racquetball, fitness clubs, small businesses. I'll tell you what, they're all for Walker. I don't see it changing at all. In fact, I see it going the opposite way. I really do. But we'll see. You know, it's just a prediction is all I can tell you.
Oh, well, what's your prediction?
They're all for Walker. I guess he's saying Walker's going to survive the recall. Maybe so. I don't know. It depends who the Democrats nominate against him, and it depends on whether he's able to hoodwink people into believing that he hasn't harmed the state. Maybe he will. If Scott Walker gets reelected, I think that's a very bad omen for the president's chances for reelection. And there's another factor, and we'll talk about it a little later on this morning. 321-1670, *123 on your U.S. cellular phone. Brad, you're on 1670 WTDY.
Hey, Fly, I got a prediction.
Uh-huh.
I think that people are going to wake up. They're going to vote their conscience. All this goofy stuff that they're doing with these restrictions. But if they don't, we're all going to be in a world of hurt. And anybody that was working with the union, like a shop steward or anything like that, we're all in a world of hurt because they're going to come after us first. We're going to lose our jobs before anybody else.
All right. Explain that to me. I don't quite understand where you're going with that.
I'm just saying if Walker doesn't get recalled, then our locals, you know, the people that, you know, run the schools or run your businesses, they're going to come after all the people that were working with the union. Like, say, if you're a union steward or something like that, they're going to try and wipe
you
out.
Well, it's very interesting. It's very interesting you say that, because I will tell you that Luther Olson is already getting revenge against teachers by trying to pass this bill. Actually, I think it did pass the Senate, where they can use test scores to punish teachers, the test scores of the students. He's clearly getting revenge against the teachers on that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You are making a very valid point. And I'm not going to use an analogy that will get me in trouble about when you go after someone and killing them. I wouldn't use that because that could be misconstrued. But we got to take Walker out, or he will kill us. And of course, that is all in the political sense. But if Scott Walker is a cold-blooded, ruthless, megalomaniac fascist who has an authoritarian streak beyond the calm, dead eyes of the balding Eagle Scout, is a ruthless Vlad the Impaler. Pat, you're on 1670 WTDY.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good.
Well, my prediction is Channel 3 is going to come to their senses and fire Neil Hyman. And they're going to hire you and Vicki McKenna for point counterpoint.
Oh, that'd be fun.
What do you think, huh?
I love that. 60 Minutes used to do that.
That's right. It was Fitzpatrick, and I can't think of the woman's name. But
it was, I remember Saturday Night Live did a version of it, and he'd say, Jane, you ignorant slut.
Oh, yeah.
And I would love to call.
That balding spot on Scott Walker's head, I think he should quit trying to get lobotomies. What do you think? That ain't work.
I think he needs to get some of that hair in a can. I think that's what he needs. Interesting. So Neil Hyman fired from Channel 3. Not a chance. There's one thing I can predict. He's going to be a potted plant there for years. Paul, you're on 1670 WTDY.
Hey, Sly.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Good morning to you. I think Walker, the environmental serial rapist, will be booted out, and Barack Obama will be our president. I can't make any more predictions than that right now, but I think Scott Walker, as you just said, is raping our environment and many other things in Wisconsin.
Well, he certainly has a propensity to give his friends everything they want. And one of the things, he's not just raping the environment, he's raping consumer protection laws.
And laws that literally protect old people in nursing homes.
That's right.
I mean, how cruel can you be?
I call him a political sociopath.
Mm-hmm.
He has no conscience. And there is question right now is whether or not he really did receive an Eagle Scout award.
Oh.
So I would like to see that research.
Let's do it. Let us. I will put young Dylan Brogan on that, Paul. Have a good morning.
You too.
Matt, you're on 1670 WTDY.
December 2012, Obama announces that disclosure is happening. The aliens exist.
It would explain a lot
of his behavior.
Who, Obama's behavior?
Absolutely. Because I always get the impression with every choice that he makes that he knows something that we do not know.
Interesting. Will he be a reelected president in December of 2012 or defeated?
I think it's a pretty safe bet that he'll be reelected.
Well, I don't think that's a safe bet, but I think it's an interesting bet. I kind of get the feeling he's going to get reelected, too. I didn't think so a couple months ago. But you can kind of see that the tide's shifting, but it could easily shift back. You know, we're either going to have 1980 or we're going to have 2004. I don't think Barack Obama's going to win in a landslide. Ryan, you're on 1670 WTDY.
Hey, Sly, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning.
If Walker gets recalled, and I'm an eternal optimist, so I'm saying he's going to get recalled, but it's going to be about a 50.5% to 49.5%. And if he is able to withstand the recall, it's going to be because of this special session that they've put together here for the state legislatures. It's going to be because they're going to have to, he'll find a way to push some laws through to make even election laws and recall laws even more stringent.
Very interesting. And, you know, they can actually change the outcome of the presidential race. You want, Ryan, you'll want to listen at 8:35 this morning. I'll tell you how.